Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a pitcher in the World Series? Like you're just trying to keep your head above water while juggling a million things? Yeah, me too. That's why I'm obsessed with Stoicism, this ancient philosophy that's all about staying calm and collected even when chaos erupts around us. And today, we're diving into one of the most powerful principles. Focusing on what you can control. Think about it. There are a million things outside our control: traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather, that gloomy rain just won't quit, and even global pandemics. But there's also a whole lot we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, our attitude. These are the things that truly matter. So how can we become masters of our own domain? Here are five key takeaways to help you focus on what's within your power. 1. Recognize your sphere of influence. It's like drawing a circle around yourself. Everything inside that circle, your thoughts, words, actions, and choices, is under your control. Everything outside this circle. Well, let's just say it's best to leave that to the universe. It might be tempting to fret about things beyond your control, but remember, worrying doesn't change a thing. 2. Master your mind. Ever notice how your thoughts can spiral out of control? One negative thought leads to another, and suddenly you're caught in a whirlwind of anxiety. Stoicism teaches us to observe our thoughts without judgment, like they're passing clouds. Don't get swept away by them. Practice mindfulness, take a few deep breaths, focus on the present moment, and gently redirect your thoughts towards something positive or constructive. 3. Focus on your values. What truly matters to you? Integrity, kindness, resilience, creativity. Identifying your core values gives you a compass to guide your actions and choices. When faced with a decision, ask yourself, does this align with my values? If the answer is yes, go for it. If not, step back and consider your options. 4. Take action. Don't just sit around waiting for things to happen. Stoicism isn't about passive acceptance, it's about taking control and making a difference. Set goals, break them down into manageable steps, and take consistent action. Every small step forward counts. 5. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate the good things in our lives. Take a moment each day to reflect on what you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, your experiences, even the sunshine peeking through the clouds. This shift in perspective can truly change your outlook. You know that feeling when you're stressed out about something completely out of your control? Maybe it's a deadline at work, a family conflict, or a global news headline that just makes you sigh. Now imagine yourself channeling your inner stoic, calmly assessing the situation, focusing on what you can influence, and taking action towards a positive outcome. Let's say you're stuck in traffic, fuming because you're going to be late for an important meeting. Instead of letting anger take over, you could use this time productively. Listen to a podcast, catch up on emails, or even practice some deep breathing exercises. You might not be able to control the traffic, but you can control your response and turn a frustrating situation into an opportunity. So remember, life's going to throw curveballs, it's inevitable. But by focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and attitude, you can become a champion of your own life. This week, challenge yourself to identify one thing outside your control that's been stressing you out. Then, brainstorm 3 specific actions you can take to shift your focus towards something within your power. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. You might just change their life. And if you have any insights or stories about focusing on what you can control, leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. See you next time for another dose of Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.